Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll first just provide a general or very brief overview of the grant program, the pilot program that I'm introducing, and then the amendment, which is purely technical. Senate Bill 1207 establishes a cell phone lockable bag program, pilot program. It creates a pilot program to provide funding to cover the costs of purchasing secure cell phone lockable bags that will be overseen by the School Safety and Security Committee. Require schools that are participating, again, the participation in the pilot program is purely voluntary, but those schools that are participating in the voluntary pilot program to develop a policy that prohibits the use of phones during school time and employs the use of secure lockable bags. Schools will track changes in students' mental health, instance of bullying, instance of violence, and academic performance over the course of the two-year pilot program and report that data back to the School Safety and Security Committee. The School Safety and Security Committee will issue a report at the end of the program to the Governor and the General Assembly. Over the last number of months, there's been compelling data. Compelling research has been done that points to the decline in student mental health and student academic performance and student physical health, and a direct correlation and, I think, strong evidence, a direct causation with the rise in smartphone access among adolescents and social media access to adolescents. And I have to tell you, since I began talking about this issue just a few months ago and introduced the co-sponsorship memo just a few weeks ago, I can't think of another issue that I've worked on in the 14 years that I've been here that has resonated quite like this has. The response that I've received from parents, from educators, from school administrators, just off a co-sponsorship memo. And I think in part is because the research is affirming, is confirming what educators are seeing in the classroom, what parents are experiencing, the struggles with their own children and the struggles that their friends' children are having managing these devices at home, certainly, but absolutely during school hours. And I just think it's absolutely critical that we take steps to free our kids from these devices, the addiction to these devices, the addiction to the social media during the school day. And I do believe the data is pretty clear that we will see an improved performance in the school learning environment, school academic performance, and certainly the mental health of our students. So again, this seeks to take a step in that direction with a voluntary program, establishing a pilot, and ensuring that we here in the General Assembly receive data with respect to the program and then can evaluate a further expansion of the program down the line. The Amendment 5134, Mr. Chairman, which I will offer, is technical. It just simply makes the changes to all references to commission to the School Safety and Security Committee throughout the legislation.